Rabbi, lo and behold, he raises the issue whether the whole topic of Reich HaMilch is Deraisa de Rabbanan. That's always the first question, whether the topic you're discussing is Deraisa de Rabbanan. This time he's not the first one, he quotes the Rebbe Rabbi Yenison Eibishitz, and he creates a place, he raises the issue. He wants to suggest, I don't know why, he wants to suggest the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch had different levels of Recha. If you have Paschama on top of the Chavis of Psucha, then for sure everybody agrees that Recha Mils and so on. And then there's a Ramah in the middle of Sif Aleph and Simon Kuf Ches, where the Ramah quotes Rishayim and say that by Dov Acharis you say Recha Mils. So he quotes the crazy place, wants to say that by Dov Acharif, Recha Mils is Deraisa. And everything else in the topic of Recha Mils is only Drabon. Okay, it's a possibility. You can draw distinctions over here. That's one of the Chumas, when we were collecting all the Chumas of Dov Acharif. I forgot that we count this one. That Dov Acharif, by Recha Mils, we paskin even by the Evid, that by Dov Acharif it asks. Okay, you have to add it onto the list. I don't know if we mention it. According to the possibility in the Gemara that you say Recha Lav Milsahi, means that you totally discount Recha? No, the Gemara says if you have Chavis Psucha and a Paschama, everybody agrees that Recha Milsa. Everybody agrees. Just a question of degrees. When does it apply? When does it not apply? Yeah, what's the whole topic of Recha Milsa? Tam Kiker means if you cook kosher with treif and there's Reitib, that's Meval Balatam. So that's learned out from Psukim and Chumash, Mishras. Chomishras Hanovim. And those of you is not allowed to eat the grapes. And even if you soak the grapes in water, or even if you soak the challah in the wine, and there's a tam, so that's tam kika, that's a pasuk. You have a mocker, and gildi klei midyan, you have a pasuk. The shad is over here, Recha Milsa or not, the particles are floating in the air. It's not that they're going all day roitev. Floating in the air, so that's the shayla, whether the chiddush din of tam ki ikar even applies over here or not. So the Gemara says absolutely yes. L'chol ha'dayos, yes. There are cases that everyone agrees that Recha Milsa. Just a question of degree. When yes and when no. Where is there another situation where we say Recha Milsa? Simen Kuf Ches is the famous simen, Recha Milsa. The other day we were learning Simen Kuf Gimel about Nois and Tam Lev Gam. So Nois and Tam Lev Gam, we discussed b'shaito, is the sugya in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Where was it? Daf Samaches, the Machlokes HaTanaim, Reb Shimon and Reb Meir, I think. That Reb Shimon holds that if you have Nevela Shein Ruya Lager, Nevela Srucha, that Hisriach, the Hivish, and Ifsal Me'achilo Sodom, it's Mutter. And Reb Meir holds, no, that's only if it's Srucha Me'ikara. If when the animal died and the Issa Nevela was supposed to set in, at that time it was Nifsa, and there wasn't Reb Achilo Sodom, so the Issa doesn't set in the first place. But once the thing is Chala, Issa Nevela, Nifsa Me'achilo Sodom wouldn't be sufficient. Reb Meir would probably require Nifsa Me'achilo Sakela. Nifsa Me'achilo Sodom wouldn't be enough. So we pass like Reb Shimon. Nifsa Me'achilo Sodom is enough. And the Gemara says that just like there's a dispute between Reb Shimon and Reb Meir regarding Anissa B'Yensh and Nifsa Me'achilo Sodom, what's the din if it's only Tam? You have a Rav Heter and a Miyot Isur, that was in Simen Kuf Gimel. That's what the Mechaber quoted from the Rashba and the Torah Sabayis. And Sif Aleph, the top line on page Reish Mem, the Yesh Mishoim, the whole topic of Nois and Tam Lev Gam only gets off the ground if you have a Rav Heter and a Miyot Isur. So the Isur is only Bitarubis, and then you can say that Nois and Tam Lev Gam, even though it's only Pogim B'Miktsas. But if it's Rav Isur, Miyot Heter, then the Isur is Bien, then the only Heter you're going to have is going to be Nifsim Achil Osodim. So if it's Nois and Tam Lev Gam, it's a machlekes. The Gemara says also machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Meir. We pass like Reb Shimon that it's mutter. So what does it mean? So that's a Mishnah Maseches Avodah Zarah. The reason why it's in the Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Samaches Amid Aleph. The Gemara quotes machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Meir because the Mishnah Avodah Zarah speaks about that. About you were traveling on a boat and the goy had a barrel of Yain Nesach, a barrel of Stam Yenam. Some of his wine, and the Jew had a sack of flour, and some of the wine of the goy spilled on top of the Jew's flour, and the flour would have tasted better without the wine. And it's pagan and mitzvah. And nesin tam lebgam is mutter. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Zeh klal. If it's nesin tam lishvach zos, and nesin tam lebgam is mutter. So the Gemara has the whole sugya daf samach zayinam beis daf samach chesam and aleph, following that Mishnah. So there's a pirush ha-Mishnah is lo ha-Rambam on that Mishnah. I would never have noticed it, but the Darkei Tshuva quotes it in the Siman Kuf Gimel, when the Shulchan Aruch talks about Nais and Tam Levgam. But the Pirush HaMishnayos writes a Chiddush, and he doesn't quote that anybody disagrees, so he leaves it la'alocha, like the Rambam wrote. Pirush HaMishnayos writes, what if an Iser fell into Heter, Rov Heter Miut Iser, and it's not Pogim the Tam, but it's Pogim the Reach. When you eat food, so part of the pleasure of eating the food is that you smell the shmak and flavor of the food. So this food smelled better before the Yisr fell in. Now that the Yisr fell in, it's not poigim the tam of the heter, but it's poigim the smell of the heter. So the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos that too is considered nois and tam levgam. It would have been better if the Yisr would have not fallen in, it would have smelled better. The halacha does recognize the chush of the sense of taste, of smell. And the halacha says everybody agrees that Recha Milsa by Pascham and Chavis Psucha, the Gemara says Kuli Amul Apluki. Everybody agrees. Just a question of details, a question of degree. To what extent do we apply the rule? We say Bein Lahakal Bein Lahachma. We say that a Nes and Tam Levgam can be Machmas Arech, and a Nes and Tam Levshvach, if it's a Recha Milsa, it'll last. Sometimes Recha Milsa will last.
Would you say that even if it improves the time of
Improves the smell.
It makes the tam better, but.
What if it's a contradiction between the smell and the taste? That's a good question. I don't know. You gotta think about that. What if it's conflict between the smell and the taste? I don't know. The new shayla. Okay, what else do we have here? The other day we were discussing. We were learning Kuf Gimel about Nois and Tam Levgam, so we were discussing using mouthwash or toothpaste. All the mouthwash and all the toothpaste have glycerin, as trefa glycerin. But the whole thing is Nismachi Losodom. So there is an Issa de Rabbanon. There is a Machlekes de Ramban and the Rosh. Is there an Issa de Rabbanon to eat non-kosher food that according to Rab Shimon, the Tana Rab Shimon is mutter because Nismachi Losodom? So he paskin is mutter and atur. Is it even mutter and the Rabbanon? So the Ramban claims that it's even mutam of the Rabbanon. There's no mocker in the Gemara to say that it's also Rabbanon. And in Shulchan Aruch, the second Chelek Yerodeya, we have accepted the opinion of the Rosh, who disagrees with the Ramban, that with the Rabbanon it's also to eat it because of Achshavei. He sits and he eats it, so he demonstrates that as far as he's concerned, never became Nifsim Achiv Asad. So the Pashtus is that's only by Midvam Amurim. If he sits and he eats it, he's eating the whole thing. He has a salami that Nifsim Achiv Asad is rotten, spoiled, tastes awful, and he sits and eats it. So with the Rabbanon, you say, Achshavei, he's not allowed to eat it. He demonstrates that as far as he's concerned, it's right. It was never Nifsim Achiv Asad. What if he's using his mouthwash and he's going to spit it out? So then we would, who is it? The Pizchei Tshuva, Rab Shlomo Eger, and a few other Achrayim, they all quote from the Tzemach Tzedek. Then in such a case, he don't say Achshavei. He's not interested in eating it. Te'ima is Aser. Where do we have the Ramah? Here, the Ramah in Siman Kuf Ches, Sif Hei. The Mechaber in Sif Hei is taking a stand on the Machlokes Abai V'Rav about Bas Teho. In the end, the Masecha is Avodah Zarah. If you're going to smell some of Ovam and Beis, I think, if you're going to smell the wine, either smell through the mouth or smell through the nose, two versions here, the Oruch and the other version, you're going to smell the wine to determine whether it's a good quality wine. That's what the Tzvila Tzarech is. If it's Osabana, so how's he allowed to make money on the deal? What, he's salaried to determine whether the wine is good. So it's like a truck driver, he's delivering the Stam Yedim, it's Osabana. Or what does he do? He's selling it to the customers. So schoire, also you're getting hana. Schoire is also, even if it's only macholos asuras, unless it's only macholos asuras drabon, like stam yenim, then schoire would be mutter. Okay? Maybe that's the case. It's only stam yenim, it's mutter bano, but then the problem was stam yenim, but lachatchila bismanazeh is also bano. It's only b'makom hefsid meruba. Scharbatolov.
Sitting around not doing anything,
you're just
selling things.
He's
suggesting at the time that there's a
Chassid Sofer. Okay, could be. But the guy only takes Chabatola, he doesn't take a salary for doing the work. Okay, Schabatol is probably not considered getting Hanor from the Isurei Hanor. Okay. If that's the case, that he doesn't really take his salary, he does it for nothing and he just takes the salary not to take another job, Schabatol. So Schabatol, you're not getting Hanor from this. So the Mechaber quotes that the din is like rovet, that it's mutter to smell. Why? So Tosis asked the question, Abed is getting Hanor. So the Tosis on Daf Yud Bey said that it's not Oymid Lohariach. That's what we discussed yesterday, the last Shach. It's in the Kuf Ches. And the Tosan Samach Vav gave a different explanation because it's Nichnas Mechot Mo Maziko. There is no Hanor. He doesn't get Hanor from it. So if there's not an issue of Hanor, either the way Tosan said on Daf Yud Bey, so the way Tosan says on Daf Samach Vav. So what is the Machlekes Abai V'Rove? So the Machlekes is maybe it's called Achila. Okay. So we paskin that it's not called Achila, that it's Mutta. The din is like Rove, that the smell of Baste is Mutta. So then the Ramos says, that's only if he's testing the wine via smelling it. What is going to test the wine by putting it in his mouth and sloshing it around and then spitting it out? So the Ramah says to Imazos, I will also the Torah mafal pishen a bola. That's a chuvus arivosh. So what's the mocker for the chuvus arivosh? So the other day we were discussing the mockers from the Gemara Brachas Daf Yud Dalit. I had forgotten that the Vilna Gaon writes that right over here in Lamed Beis. The Vilna Gaon quotes the Gemara Brachas Reish Perik Sheni Brachas Yud Dalit Amin Aleph. For the Gemara says if a person has a tainus yachid. So it's mutter for him to be toyem the food and spit it out. Toyem upoilet is mutter. But Tosis writes there, davke betaynis yochid, because the svar of the Gemara is achila shtiyah kabbal alei, te'ima loy kabbal alei. That was never included in the Kabbalah. So we analyze the nedarim haloch hachaloshim of the adam. Whenever you take a neder, what's included depends on what did you have in mind. What do people mean when they're... So people only have in mind achila shtiyah, they don't have in mind te'ima. But it's not a question of your Kabbalah Saned there. It's not a question of what did you have in mind. Tiny in Saksuvim. It says in Zachariah. It says in Treyosar. Asar B'tei B'Shevasar B'tam. So it's not a question of what did you have in mind. So Tosis says, based on the Lashon HaGemara, it would appear that Te'ima is Asar. So that's the mocha for this Rivosh. That Te'ima B'Machwala Sasuris is Asar. So we discussed, they all discussed the Shach and Simim and Beis and the Taz and Simim Tzadikes. But I forgot, here's the Ramah. The Ramah is Simon Kuf Ches. If hey, the Ramah quotes this Rivosh, that Te'ima is Asur, but Macholos Asur. Unless the guy's not really interested in. Unless the Te'ima is Nifsim Achilos Adam, unless he's going to gargle with mouthwash and spit it out. So that's Nifsim Achilos Adam. So that's what he quoted from the Shumas Tzemach Tzedek, not the Lubavitcher. There was a Tzemach Tzedek before the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who wrote that that's Mutter. It's Nifsim Achilos Adam. Then Te'ima is mutter, because strictly speaking, Nefs and Achilas Adam, the whole thing is mutter. The only Yisr is if you sit and eat it, you drink it. Achshavei, but if you're just going to be Te'im and then spit it out. So there is no Achshavei. He doesn't demonstrate that it's not, that as far as he's concerned, it's still Royal Achila. What do we have then? We had a Ramo here, and Simon. Yeah, the Ramo there, in Sifei. Also, the zalaf yain nestel shasa bahano, amamuta the zalaf stam yainim, the muta bahano. So, the zalaf yain means they used to have a practice in the days of the Tanaim, apparently in the days of the Shulchan Aruch. I never seen it. To sprinkle wine on top of fires, and the fire should cause it to evaporate, and the whole room will have a pleasant smell. So, you're getting hanor from the smell. So, it says that stam yainim is muta bahano, yain nestel chazasa bahano, and that's the shach's kashe, and said kotten chafei, since when is stam yainim muta bahano? It's only muta bahano. The Mokam Hefsid Gottel, Mokam Hefsid Merum. Yeah. So here was a question. Yayin usually is Aymed Lishtia. And that's how the Mechaber Paskin Sib Zayin. That the only time you're not allowed to get, not only by Huktzil Mitzvasai, not only do you say by Esreg versus Hados, by Huktzil Mitzvasai, it depends if it's Aymed Lachila or Aymed Lareyach, even by a real Isa Deraisa, like Kloya Kerem or Lo. And Besamim Shalavad Izara, the Mechaber writes, it's only also Lahariach Bo if it's Oymed L'Reach. If it's not Oymed L'Reach, it's not. So if you have Yayin Nesach is Oymed L'Shtiyo, so the Mechaber Paskin that is Mutter to smell it in Sifei, because it's not Oymed L'Hariach. So why is all of a sudden Zalaf Yayin is considered also? Isn't wine Oymed L'Shtiyo? Why is all of a sudden it becomes that it's Aymed Lezilov? I don't know. So that's what they say. No, Zalaf Yain, it's Aymed Lezilov. I don't think it is. I don't think people use, we buy a canister in the store that has a spray for the room. has a pleasant smell. We don't, by us, the yain is not oimed lezilif. So the stamma by us, we would say it's tamutah. It's not oimed, it's not oimed lereach, so it's tamutah. To smell a barrel of wine like this, that's not oimed lehariach. But to take wine and be mezalafit, in the days of the Tanaim, in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, apparently, you say that yain is oimed for that kind of reach. But by us, it's probably not oimed lereach. Oh yeah, then here there's a very interesting Pizchei Tshuva. In Simen Kuf Ches of Kotnehei, Pizchei Tshuva has a machlokes achreinim. If the thing is oimed lohariach, so then smelling it constitutes a hanoa, that's if it's isuri hanoa. But you have something that's mutaba hanoa. Something that's mutaba hanoa, it's only also bishtia. And it's oimed lohariach. So if you're going to smell it, that's a violation of achila. The Pashta says this distinction that Les Shach and Sivkotin Chavzayin, who disagreed with the Mechaber, so the Mechaber is talking by Isuri Hanoh, not by Macholos Asuris. We have Isuri Hanoh, so if it's Oimed Lohariach, then smelling is a Yeshbo Mamish. It's considered as if you're consuming it. And if it's not Oimed Lohariach, then smelling is considered Aimbo Mamish, like Kol Amarit. Kol Amar is always Ein Bo Mamish, and Reach sometimes Yesh Bo Mamish, sometimes Ein Bo Mamish, depending whether it's Oimed Lohariach or not. But to say that because it's Oimed Lohariach, so whenever you smell it, so it's called Achilo. Where did that come from? He quotes Shulti Giborim, says like that. And he says that others disagree. They think that it's not correct. I thought it was not correct. I thought it's only if it's Oimed Lohariach, then smelling constitutes Yisur HaNoah. So it's not that smelling and that is considered a Maisa Achilo. I thought not like the Shilti Gebirim. Anyway, that's the Pizchei Tshuva of Kotten Hay. Then we have a Ramah on Sif Aleph. The Ramah says the whole discussion of Rechem, when Rechem Milsa, Rechem La Milsa, it's only if it's Bevasachas. But if it's Bezeh Hazeh, Ein Lochush. That's the Ramah following the letter Yud Beis from the Shach, the letter Yud Zayin from the Bir Agro. So it says Yud Beis, Yud Zayin, and then the Ramah writes Avol Bezeh Hazeh Ein Lochush. So here there's a big question: what does he mean Bezeh Hazeh Ein Lochush? So the Prima Godim says Ein Lochush means that B'diyevet it does not so, but L'chatchila it's also. The Pashup Pshat in the Ramah is not so. Pashup Pshat, some Achrayim seem to learn Beferish. Pashup Shat is that Bezeh Hazeh is Mutar L'chatchila. So I looked in the Kaf HaChaim this morning, the Kaf HaChaim presses into the other Achrayim, they also assume like the Prima Godim. The Pashta says, I thought not so. And then there's another question, the reason why I looked in the Kaf HaChaim, I wanted to know what's the definition of Bezeh Hazeh. So I thought Bezeh Hazeh is Heta Gomel L'chatchila, because I thought Bezeh Hazeh means you turn off the fire. I broiled steak in the broiler. And now I want to do something else. So I turn off the fire and it goes down to room temperature. And then I put something else into the same compartment. I'm going to bake the bread. So I thought that's Bezeh Hazeh. I thought that's Heta Gomel L'chatchila. If the fire is still on and I take out the steak and I put in the bread right away, I didn't think that that's called Bezeh Hazeh. I thought that's called Bevasachas. I thought Bezeh Hazeh means when the heat goes down. So maybe the Prima Godim understood Bezeh Hazeh means one after the other and it's still hot. So then he says, L'chatchila tzasa. I would agree to that. I thought Bezeh Hazeh means if you turn off the fire and then you start all over again, it goes down to room temperature, you start all over again. So that kind of Bezeh Hazeh, I thought is Heta Gomel L'chatchila. I didn't think that there should be only Muta B'diyevet. Okay. A lot to discuss here. Let's see. Simukuf Tes. Simukuf Tes is the din. We had a din in the Gemara. We had on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. The Gemara said that whenever you have a Yavish B'Yavish, a Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish, it's Chad B'Trei Bottle. So that's what the Gemara didn't understand the Mishnah there. The Mishnah says, Gid Anoshi got mixed in with a whole bunch of other Gid and you can't identify it. It's Osir. Why don't you say it's a bottle Chad B'Trei? The Gemara says, no, Gid Anoshi is a Beria. And beria is one of the things that are not bottled. We had a whole bunch of things. Beria and balechaim chashivim v'lo b'teder chaticha ru'ilis kabin and dovish v'minyan. All the dvar machashuvim, bili adam are not bottle, a whole bunch of things that are not bottle. That's the beginning of Kuf Yud, the Shulchan Aruch lists off a whole bunch of things, and we had previously Beri on the other Siman. So the rule is a chad betray bottle. And what's the definition of chad betray? It means I have one tray for salami and two kosher salamis, and I can't identify which is which. What if I have five tray for salamis and six kosher salamis? Chad betray means you have to have kefil, you have to have twice as much, or just means you have slightly more. So this story began from a Maharsha. The Maharsha, I'm psochem around them, Dalid, assumes that you have to have kefil. So that's a big question. Where in the world did he get that from? Well, the Gemara says chad betray, that's what it means. You have to have twice as much heter as Issa. It means 51% heter and 49% Issa. That's called chad betray. That's a question. Those who hold that you do need kefil, Shulchan Aruch is not discussed. Those who hold that you do need kefil, is that minatoyer or is that only midirabbanan? Many achrenim say it's only midirabbanan. Even those who hold that you need kefil, it's only midirabbanan. Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote an encyclopedia of his Chidushei Torah. It's called Beis HaOitzer. So during his lifetime, he only printed Aleph and Beis, and Beis only goes till Bittel Beroiv. A half a sefer is on Bittel Beroiv. And the rest was lost. They left it there, and when the Nazis came, everything was destroyed. And after the war, they looked for it, and they couldn't find it. It's all gone. Fantastic. So in Bittel Beroiv, he has a long arichas about this. Do you really need kefil? So he dug up a psikta. I think I once mentioned it in Shia. He dug up a psikta from Fenunta Deret that for a case of din in the fascists, you have to have a bezna of 30. Mazet, bezna of 30. The Mishnah says 23. So he says, no, the Mishnah says 23. How did the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin, that Beis Amidal, how did the Mishnah arrive at the number 23? Because you have the Pasuk in the end of Masei, I think. It says, V'shoftu hu'eida, ben ha'maka ben goel adam, hi'tzila hu'eida, api ha'mishpatim hu'eila. So the Gemara says, the word Eidu usually has the connotation of 10 people. As it says, Ad Masel Eidu ha'ra ha'zos, there were 12 meraglim, and two of them said good, Yeshua and Kolim said good, so Eidu ha'ra ha'zos only refers to the 10 they had meraglim. So you see, the Mishnah establishes that the word Eidah has a connotation of 10. So v'shofto Eidah sounds like you have to have the ability of 10 dayanim in the bez and saying the guy's chayv misa. V'shofto. The hitzilu Eidah sounds like you have to have the possibility of having 10 dayanim saying that the guy is acquitted. The hitzilu, he's off the hook. So you already see that you need 20 dayanim, but if you're just going to have 10 and 10, it's going to be a stalemate. You're not going to go anywhere. So you have to add Ein Bez and Shokla, you have to add out another one, so it's 21. How did it all of a sudden become 23? So you need 21. So the Mishnah says no, because you have a pasuk, see acharam leroyz. It says acharam lahatos, you follow roiv, that's indeed imamanis. If it's a split vote, if you have let's say 99 dayanim, and it didn't turn up din imamanis, if you have such a case. And 50 say one way, 49 say the other way, so Rav Bechut is good enough by Dini Mamanis. But by Dini Nefashis, it says, L'siach HaRab L'Ros, a simple Rav is not enough, the Ros is to be Mechayv somebody. It means you have to have a Rav of Shnayim. So if you have to have the possibility of Eidu Shofetis V'Eidu Matzelis, 10 Dayanim say Chai Misa, 10 Dayanim say Potter for Misa, and then you can't leave it like that, Ein Bezen Shokul. So you'll never get to a Maskana. So you have to add on. So it's not enough to add on one. If you add on one, you can only come to a maskana if the one is going to say pater. A simple roiv of echad is good enough to pater, but a roiv of echad is not enough to be mechayim misa. You have to have a roiv of shnayim. So you have to have 22. But we have a rule in Bezen Shokol, so masif malayim roiv echad, that's how it came to 23. That's how the Mishnah establishes 23. So Yosef Engel dug up this Yalkut Shimon, he quotes a psikta somewhere, that you need 30. So he says, where'd they get 30 from? So he says that it's probably a different sheet than Tanaim. You start off Eidu Shofetis, Eidu Matzelis, and then you have to have a Roy, but you need Kefil, you need twice as much. So twice as much, and if 10 say Chayiv Misa, and 10 say Potter, you have to have another 10 who say Potter in order that it should be acquitted. So you have to have Kefil, whether to be Mechayiv Misa or to Potter from Misa. It won't be enough. Even if you have, let's say, 23, it'll be 13 to 10, that won't be enough, because Acharam Lahatis needs Kefil. Shver Emoker. The Pashto says you don't need Kefil, and if you do need Kefil, it's only a Chumer Midrabban. And where's the Moker? Where's the Marshot Gizah? Where's the Moker?
We don't pass it like that anyway, so
we don't pass it like?
Like
the Oh, so it's a right that you don't need Kefil. Sure. Even Midrabban, you don't need Kefil. The Pashto says not so. You don't need kefil. This din that you need chad betray bottle. What would be so bad if it would be chad bechad? Chad bechad. Chad bechad is a sveka deraisa lechumra. Of course you can't eat it. What if it be a nisa derabbanan that gets mixed in chad bechad? What should you say over there? So the shachan sivkot and tes in sinukuf tes, shach sivkot and tes, quotes one of the rishonim taka says like that. The taruv is chad bechad is mutter by nisa derabbanan because sveka derabbanan lekula. But he's not happy about that. He says we don't accept that. Why? Because the taruv of chad bechad is called ikva yisur. I know for sure that there is an isa here. I know for sure there is an isa. It's just a question of identity. So it's chad bechad, ikva yisur. You have no right to say sveka derabon lekuli. You have to have chad betray, that it should be bottle beroy. That's the accepted opinion. Chad bechad, even my nisa derabon will not be muta. Yeah, where does this idea come from? Ikva yisur. Where does that come from? Ikva yisur is a term that appears in the Gemara increases in context of Oshem Tolui. What is an Oshem Tolui? What is a Chatas Kvua? Somebody just asked me yesterday. He was sitting at a Shabbos table somewhere and they were talking about Chatas Kvua. He never heard of that. He heard of a Chatas, never heard of a Chatas Kvua. So what is a Chatas Kvua? Chatas Kvua means a Chatas which is not an oil of a yared. What's an oil of a yared? I once had a professor of Bible in college. He said, an oil of a yared was a carbon oil that they brought. There were 15 steps that went between the Ezra's production. They brought the carbon oil on the 15 steps. It has nothing to do, living or dead, with what he said. What's a chattas olav yard? Chattas olav yard means the price of the chattas goes up or goes down, depending on how much you can afford. If you can afford it, you bring a chattas behem. If you can't afford it, you bring a chattas oif. So there are a few places in Chumash, and sometimes you have a chattas olav yard. That's bo bedalu, that's bashiras of bedalus. Then you have sometimes you have ashivas dalas and dali dalas. If you can't even afford a chatas oif, then you bring a minchas choite. Who brings a chatas olav yored? So in Vayikra you have parshas Vayikra. They're all the chumash Vayikra. Parshas Vayikra you have three. You have shuas eidus and shuas bitui. Who's the third one? Tumas migdash v'kadosha. No. So those three bring chatas olav yored. Who else? The yoledes and the mitzayra. They also bring an oil of a yard. So that's a chattas oil of a yard. If you can't afford it, the chumash gives you a break. A chattas kvua means it's fixed. Whether you can afford it, you can't afford it. Can't afford it, so go rob a bank or borrow money from someone. Sorry. You gotta bring a carbon chattas.
That's the Hashem Zeru.
Okay. You have to bring. Don't rob a bank. Okay. You have to bring a chattas kvua, whether you can afford it or not. That's talocha. That's called a chattas kvua. So what's a oshem toloi? Who brings a chatas kvua? Kolches dono kares, ishigos a chatas. A person did an aver b'shegi, which if he would have violated the aver b'mezid, he would have mechayv kares. So one who violates the aver b'shegi is chayv a chatas. That's if he knows for sure that he violated the aver. Let's say he ate at a restaurant, and he ate at the kosher restaurant, and he ate and he enjoyed himself, and then the mashgiach runs in and he says, we made a mistake, we served you a chalev. Or we served you a drink on the table that was mamish dam. Dam shebishla we paskin zoni the rabbanon. So you're not going to chayv a chatas on the nisa the rabbanon. We served a real dam that was never cooked. So one who eats chaylev adam b'mezid is chayv kares. So one who by mistake ate chaylev adam is chayv chatas. So that's if he knows if it's nizbara lahar amaisa that he really ate chaylev adam. What if he ate in the restaurant and then the mashgiach runs in after he finishes eating and says, Arive, you ate it already. We're not sure. We may or may not have given you the piece of meat that had the chaylev in it. So if he's not sure whether yes or no, then he's chayv to bring an oshem toli. It says in the Chumash. If he ascertains that he did the avera, then he's chayv a chatas kvua. And if at the end of the day he's mesupik, then he has to bring an oshem toli. So there is a machlekes hatanoim increases in the perek that deals with oshem toli. The Gemara has an ongoing debate among the Tanaim where they say Yeshem la Mikra or Yeshem la Masoris. Usually, when you have a conflict between the Kri and Ksiv, do we paskin la halacha based on the Kri or do we paskin la halacha based on the Ksiv? So Tosis points out based on the Gemara, whenever you can develop the halacha that it should include both the Kri and the Ksiv, that's the best way to do. Everyone would be happy about that. What if there's no way to blend in together the Kri and the Ksiv? You have to take a stand. Either you follow halacha l'maisa the Kri or the Ksiv, and then it's a machlokes. Whether you shame la mikra, whether you follow the Kri, or you shame la masoris. Masoris means the masoretic text, the Ksiv. So here the Gemara presents that usually a machlokes is when there's a conflict between the Kri and the Ksiv. Here there isn't really a conflict. It says, "Va'asa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem asher lo se'aseno," and the fellow may or may not have violated another. So it says, "Va'asa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem." So it's spelled mem tzadik vav tov. In modern Hebrew, in the newspapers, they would spell mem tzadik vav tov would be mitzvos, and if they would want to write mitzvos, they would spell everything molly. We spell everything molly today. Aharon, aleph hey reish vav nun. And everything is about Moshe, Mem, Vav, Shin, Hei. They spell everything in the newspapers, Molly. It's not incorrect spelling, but it's not the biblical spelling. See, the word mitzvahs and mitzvos is spelled the same way. But in modern Hebrew, if we would want to write mitzvos, we would put in two vavs. Biblical Hebrew never put in two vavs. So for some reason or another, it's problematic. The Gemara considers this an issue of Yeshem LaMikra versus Yeshem LaMasoros. The way it's written in the Masoros is only written with one vav, mitzvahs. Vasach has been called mitzvahs Hashem. But the Kri, according to the Yeshem LaMikra, the Kri is Vasach has been called mitzvos Hashem. So do you follow the Kri or do you follow the Ksiv? What's the difference? What's an afkamina? So the Gemara says the question is, in order to be chayiv oshim tolui, any time the guy is mesupik, whether he did an avera, sheyesh bo koris, he's chayiv oshim tolui, or is it only if there was a chaticha achas mishtei chatichas? If there were two chatichas there, so you have an ikva yisur. So that's a machlagis satanayim, and that's the way we paskin. We paskin, the Rambam paskin, it's not Yerideya. Oshim Tolui is not Yerideya. The Rambam has the Rif and the Shulchan Aruch don't talk about things that are not relevant, but the Rambam takes a stand on everything. So the Rambam says the din is that you only chayv an Oshim Tolui if it's mikol mitzvos Hashem. We follow the Kri. You only bring you only bring an Oshim Tolui if it's an Ikva Yisura. I know for sure there was an Issa here, and then there's a Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichas. But if there's only one Chaticha and I have a Suffolk, whether it's Chayla Vanas, I'm not sure, then you're not chayv to bring an Oshim Tolui.
With the example that Rabbi gave about being a restaurant, does that really show again? Going to a kosher restaurant and it's serving trade, does that have more
It is misasek, but the Gemara has the rule: the misasek b'chalom v'arayis chayv shekein nehenah. Misasek usually potters a person from a korban. The person didn't even realize what he was doing. So misasek by melech Shabbos, the Gemara says, is not chayv chatos. Let that person walk that end to the street, and he had something in his pocket, and he didn't even realize he walked in a real lishus aram derayis. And he didn't even realize he had anything in his pocket. So that's called misasek. One is machal Shabbos b'shoigig is chayv chatos, means he knows he's carrying. He didn't realize that today's Shabbos. His watch stopped and he thought that it's still Erev Shabbos or something. Or he knows today's Shabbos, but he didn't know that carrying was prohibited. But he knows that he's carrying. What if he didn't realize? He's walking in the street, he didn't realize that there's something in the pocket. So that's called misasek. So that doesn't count at all. And most of the Rishonim of the Rambam hold Misasek is only part of Shabbos, and Kol HaTerukul Misasek is Chayiv. Most of the Teisvis, and most of the Rishonim assume, like Teisvis, I think, most of the Rishonim assume that Misasek is Potter by all cases of Chatos. You're only Chayiv Chatos if you did the Aver B'Shoigeg, but if you did the Aver B'Misasek, you're not Chayiv Chatos. Teisvis gives an example, Shchut Echutz. A guy is a Sheikhet in a slaughterhouse, wherever, Idaho, Wyoming, wherever, New Jersey, wherever the Shech the Behemoth, and it did never occur to him that this is a B'chor Behemoth Torah. There was a Jewish farmer, had a firstborn vlad, and it was a Zachar, and he didn't realize that this is a B'chor Behemoth Torah. Now by the Shech the Shchut Echutz is an Issa Karis. So Taisa says, if a person violated the Shech, it violated the Shchut Echutz, B'shoigeg, then he's Chayiv Achatos. Because if you do B'mezid, you're Chayiv Karis. If you do Shchut Echutz B'shoigeg, Chayiv Chatos, Shchut Echutz B'shoigeg means, I know that it's a carbon. I didn't think there's anything wrong. I'm shechting it. What's wrong? But if I didn't realize that it's a carbon, didn't realize what he was doing, didn't realize that he's shechting him in shchut erutz, so Tosfos says that's called misasek. So misasek is not chayv chatos. So the Gemara says misasek b'chalob b'arayis is chayv chatos. Shekeinah. That's the exception to the rule. Yeah. That's another discussion. That's a major discussion. Yeah.
just chaylan.
No, Macholas Asuris and Bias Asuris. Oh, Macholas Asuris and Bias Asuris, everybody agrees. The Rambam's opinion is pretty clearly, explicitly, both in Pirush and Mishnah, and in the Mishnah and Torah. The Rambam holds that Misasek is only Potter and Shabbos. and Besasik can call it Taruk Ischayiv. It's only a Pater on Shabbos. And Taisis holds an answer. Besasik is Pater and call it Taruk Kula, except for Chalom Marais. So the Rambam happens to write, there is a din in Simen Kuf Yud that Sveika Daraisa Lechumra. And Sveika Darabon Lekula. Sveika Daraisa Lechumra. That din itself, Sveika Daraisa Lechumra, is that din Minat Torah, is that din only Midirabon? So that's a famous machloikis harishonim. Anybody ever hear the Sefer Shev Shmaitzer? Shev Shmaitzer was written by the author of the Ktzai Sachoshin, I think, when he was only 17 years old. That was for fun. He wrote seven essays. On the first page of the Shev Shmaitzer, that's the first topic that he discusses in the Sefer, where the Sveika Daraisa Lechumra is a din minatar, a din midirabon. So the Rambam happens to write that it's only midirabon. One would have thought the Rabbi should attack. No, the Rabbi happens to agree. The Rabbi agrees with this strange Rambam. And the other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. The whole Sveika Daraisa Lechumra is only midirabon. So the Makshim Ha'olam, if the Rambam is right that Sveika Daraisa Lechumra is only midirabon, so how are you ever chayiv and Ashim Talui? It's mutar lechatchila to eat something that's a suffix. It's only Ashim midirabon. So you're not chayiv and Ashim Talui midirabon. Ashim Talui is in Chumash. So, if it's mutal, if Sveika Daraisa Lechum is only Asim Midirabbanon, so why does he have to bring an Ashim Tolu? Why does he need a kapara? It's mutal lechatchila to eat the thing. That's a Sofek Chelo, Sofek Shumar. So we have, in our editions of the Rambam, because the Mishnah had this in a manuscript, and he quotes, there was a Girsa in the Rambam. So the printers took the Kesa Mishnah, and they printed it into the Rambam. They put it into the Rambam that the Rambam writes this kasha. If you hold, when the Rambam writes that Sveika Daraisa Lechumra is only Midirabbanon, so the Rambam asks the kasha on himself. How can you say that it's only Midirabbanon? What about the institution of Ashim Tolui? So the Rambam gives an answer the way the Girsa of the Kesa Mishnah and the way they put it in brackets in the Rambam. Where he says in the Rambam, Sveika Daraisa Lechumre would be Midirabbanan by Shari Surei Torah, but by Chai Bikrisis, Sveika Daraisa Lechumre is Midiraisa. A chiluk between Anisa Kores and Anisa Lav. Where is this Rambam? This Rambam is the end of Perek Tes in Hilchas Tumas Neis. Dove Yadua, Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Beis. Dove Yadua, it's a well-known fact. Shukolelu Hatumas, any Safek, is only Midivrehim, it's only Midirabbanan. The Ein Tami Manatara Lamishan Nitma Tumah Vadai. Avakola Sveik is Bein Betumah, Bein Bamacholas Hasuras, Bein Barayas, Shabbosas, Ein Lohem Ela Midivre Seifrim. It's only Midirabbanan. Kamosha Biyana Behilchas Yisuri Biya Bechama Mekanis. So the Rambam says that Sofik Daraisa Lechumra is only Midirabbanan. He has it in other places as well. So here they put in brackets in the Rambam, the Girsa that the Kesa Mishnah found in a manuscript in the Ksav Yad. The Afal Pichein, Dove Shachayov and Ozdono Kore, Sveik Oasim and Atore, Shaharei Ho'isa Oisa Chai Vashem Tolui. So the Rambam himself asks that Kasha and gives the Teret. Hakam Yichai Ben Oshem Tolui for violating a Sofik Isa Daraisa, if it's Mutam and Atore, the whole Isa Sofik Daraisa Lechumra is only Midirabbanan. So the Rambam answers, Bachai Krisis, it's an Isa Deraisa. How can it doesn't read straight? The Rambam says, Arayis and Shabbosis. Arayis is Koris, Shabbosis is Koris. So the Kesa Mishnah answers, Arayis means Grusha Lekoin. Come on, Grusha Lekoin is called Arayis. The Din is Yehorg Val Yava by Gilei Arayis only applies to Chai Krisis. A Grusha Lekoin, Mamzeris Lisol, where there's no Koris, is not called Arayis. It's called Isuri Bia. They're two different things, Isuri Bia and Gilei Arayis. So it's a Dachik. Then it says Shabbos. Shabbos is the Kores. So he says the Rama means Mechamer. Shabbos means Mechamer. The first thing, Tchumen. The first thing that comes to mind when you talk about Shabbos is Tchumen and Mechamer. The two quirks, the two Dinim in Hilchos Shabbos that don't have Kores. The Lama Tas Melach all have Kores. Then he says Macholos Asuris. Well, Macholos Asuris is not bad, but Macholos. Many of the Macholos Asuris don't have Kores. Chel V'dam happen to have Kores. So it's a doichik to say like that. Is there any other answer possible on this kasha? If the Rambam holds that Sveika the Raisa Lechumer itself is only midirabbanon, so how can this? How do you deal with this kasha? How can it be that the Torah requires that we should bring an Ashim Toloi if the person is Mesupik, if he violated the Sveika the Raisa? If it's Mutalachatchila to violate, Mutalachatchim and Atar to violate it. So the Prima Gladim says, the simple answer is that it's Ikva Yisura. The Rambam happens to Paskin and Hilchish Gogas, that's the accepted opinion, the Rambam Paskin. The Gemara increases had the machlekes hatanoim. Are you chayv ashim toloi only if you have chatichachas, mishtei chatichas, or even if you only have one chaticha, have a piece of food, and I'm not sure whether it's, have a drink, and I'm not sure whether it's dam or it's not dam. It's not that I know that by mistake they delivered a bottle of dam and a bottle of cherry soda, and I'm not sure which one. That would be an ikva yisura. I have two bottles, they're both red, the same color. I'm not sure which one. So that's ikva yisura. But if you have one bottle and I'm not sure, I look at it, smell it, I'm not sure whether it's dam or it's not dam. So it's not chatichachas mishtei chatichas. So the Rambam paskins that the only time you chayv ashim toloi is if you have chatichachas mishtei chatichas. So the Prima Gaonim writes, that's the teretz to the kasha. The only time the Rambam says sveika deraisa lechumra is only with the Rabbanon if it's a normal sofik. But if you have a sofik of ikva yisura, that's a different chaloshem sofik, that's a more chomedigah sofik. There the Rambam would agree that Sveika deraisa lechumra mideraisa. So that's the simple reason why we follow the Shachir. It's of cotton test. Simukuf test of cotton test. We don't follow this. So who is it? Dagoshari Duri has one of the Rishonim says that by Anisa de Rabbanon, if it's a tarubis of chad b'chad, it's already mutta to eat one or the other because Sveika de Rabbanon lekula. That's not a Sveika de Rabbanon. That doesn't count as a suffix. Just like according to the Rambam, if you have a tarubis of chad b'chad, that's an ikva yisura, and it doesn't lend itself to apply the klal of sveika deraisa lekula mideraisa. So on the level of the rabbanans also, you can't say sveika derabban lekula. An ikva yisura is a different haloshem suffix. That's the simple teretz. The old the girsa that's printed in the Rambam, the girsa that we distinguish between chavi krisis and chavi lavin, used to be a rebbe here in yeshiva, Rabbi Katz. Rabbi Michal Katz. He passed away years ago. So his father was a famous Rav in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Reuven Katz. He was a Rav in Petach Tikva. So he put out Svarim Degel Reuven. So in his, I think in his first Sefer Degel Reuven, Rabbi Katz, the son, used to say that his father's Svarim are ongenumen v'diktois. They are accepted in the Olam HaTorah. They're just as, they're treated with the same respect as the Ktois HaChash. Not exactly. No. I think there are many more people heard of the Ktois HaChash than heard of the Degel Reuven. But the Degel Reuven is a good sefer. So he has a whole essay where he likes this girsa in the Rambam with the Chavi Krisis versus Chavi Lav. Could be that the Rambam probably the Rambam never said it. The Pashtus is that the Rambam never said it. The correct answer probably is what the Prima Gaonim said, but it is a good idea. So Rabbi Reuven Katz has in the Degel Reuven, he has a whole essay about this based on a Ramban Achumish. On Pashtus Vayikra, the Ramban claims that the only person who has to bring a chatas b'shegeg, we all know that, the only one who brings a chatas b'shegeg, let's say a guy talks Loshon Hara b'shegeg, or he eats basa b'chola b'shegeg, he does some other aver b'shegeg, you don't bring a chatas, you only bring a chatas if you did an aver b'shegeg, which is dovish is donor kares, you go to chatas. Why does it have to be donor kares? So that's what the Ramban sounds like he says. Rav Reuven Katz has it in the yeshivish language. He says Issa Karis is an Issa Heftzer, so it has a negative effect on your neshama. This, if you mix two chemicals together and make an explosion, so over here this is like an Issa Heftzer. So Issa Karis is like an Issa Heftzer, even if you eat it b'shoigeg b'misasek, it's still going to have a negative effect. So then you need a kapar, you have to bring a chafas. But if it's not an Issa Karis, macholas asuris basa b'chola b'adar isurim, whenever there's no kares, then it's only an Issa Gavre, and it's only an Issa Gavre if you do it b'mezid. If you did it b'shogeg, the Ramban writes on Chumash and Parshas Vayikra, you don't need any kapara because there's no aveira at all. Okay, there seems to be such an opinion. Even if the Rambam never said it, it could be that the Ramban holds like that, the distinction between Issa kares. So the whole idea of Sveika deraisa l'chumra mideraisa is like the Mesilas Yesharim writes. If you're going to have a suffix, if there's poison in your tea, you're going to drink the tea. You may die. You may get sick. Of course, suffix poison, you don't eat it. So how can you say suffix deraisa, lekulam deraisa? If you hold that anisa deraisa is anisa chefze, it's going to be poison. It's going to have a negative effect on your neshama, even if you don't realize that that you're doing an aver. So if you're talking about anisa deraisa, that's anisa chefze. Of course, you have to say safik deraisa luchomer deraisa. If you have anisa deraisa, it's only anisa gavra. So there's a good svara. There's a good argument to say that there should be mutar min haTorah. So that's what Rabbi the Dogel Reuven wants to say. That makes sense. This svara lachalik. It could well be that it's not the Rambam. Could be the Ramban would say like that. That sofik deraisa luchomer should be sometimes deraisa and sometimes the rabbanon. If it's an isa cheftze like isuri koris isa cheftze, that should be sveika deraisa luchomer mid deraisa. It's only an isa gavra like when there's no koris, that should be sveika deraisa luchomer only mid the rabban. Fine. Okay. Along the lines of the Nesivis, right. The Nesivis explains a Rambam who distinguishes between the Raisas and the Rabbanans, like that. He wants to say that Anisa the Rabbanan is only Anisa Gabra, so if you do it B'shogeg, it doesn't count, it's not called an Aveir at all, you don't need any Kapora. But all Isurim the Raisa are all Isuri Chefs. There's a big machlokes in the Dorim. The Gemara has on the first piece of Gemara in the Dorim, the Gemara says that this is the difference between Neder and Shvuah. The Shvuah is Anisa Gabra. It says in Chumash, Lesser Yisr al Nafshoi. Shvuah is an Isa Gavra, and Neder is an Isa Chepta. So the Gemara only says Shvuah versus Neder. What about Basa B'chola? What about Chazer? What about the Chel of Adam? Is that an Isa Gavra? Is that an Isa Chepta? So the Gemara never says. So that's a major machlokes HaRishonim. Major machlokes HaRishonim. 2 days in the Mechaber. I think it's in Reish Tezvov, if I'm not mistaken. Things that Reish Tazvav in the Mechaber. Where do you have an afkemina lahalacha? Whether Isuri Torah, or Isuri Gaber, Isuri Chavtza. The Ran took over the Dorim. The Ran explains everything in the Dorim. That's where Rav Soloveitchik used to joke. He says he can't say Shurim on the Dorim. The Ran was a Rosh Hashibi. He took over. He doesn't leave anything for anybody to say. The Ran has long essays on the top. He doesn't let you say anything. He proves that you got to say his way. So the Ran has a long essay where he quotes from Yerushalmi's like this. This is in Yerideh like this. What if I took a shvuah not to eat potato chips, and then I take a neder? The potato chips should be also alai ba'achila b'neder. So the Ran quotes that a neder is chal on top of a shvuah, but a shvuah is not chal on top of a neder. What's the difference? If we have a rule ein isa chal alisa. So what's the difference? So the Ran explains a neder is an isa chefta. So once you took a neder. Anisa is always Anisa Gavra. Every Isa has to be Anisa Gavra. And Neder, in addition to being Anisa Gavra, is also Anisa Chefza, the Gemara says. So, once I made a Neder on the thing, what is going to help? I'm going to make a Shvuah on top of the Neder. The Neder already has Anisa Gavra. So, it's Anisa Chalal Isa. Nothing is added by the second Isa. But at first, I take a Shvuah. I will not eat the potato chips. And then I take a Neder. The potato chips should be also Bachila Alai. So, something. A new feature is added by the neder that wasn't there in the shvuah. The shvuah only had an isa gavra, and then when you make a neder on top of the shvuah, so the neder is chal on top of the shvuah because it has a new dimension, an isa chepta that wasn't there before. So that's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch that's based on Yerushalmi is the Ran quote. A neder can be chal on top of the shvuah. A shvuah cannot be chal on top of a neder. So the question is, what if a person takes chazer and he takes a neder? I take a neder, the chazer should be also b'achila alai. Is he adding a new dimension? So if he say all isuri Torah are isuri chepte, so neder is not chal on top of isur macholos asuris, and isur chal alisa, there's no added dimension. But if you hold that all isuri Torah are only isuri gavra, not isuri chepte, then just like a neder is chal on top of ishvos, a neder would be chal on macholos asuris. So there's two opinions in the Tshuvas HaRashba. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's Tof Reish Tezvov. And the Mechabit Simen Reish Tezvav, 400 Simonim Lens. And Shuvas HaRashba Tov Reish Tezvav. And the Mechabit Simen Reish Tezvav, the beginning of the third Chelek Yeridei, starts with Hilchos Shvuos and Hilchos Nedarim. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this distinction. And Neder is Chal on top of a Shvuah. Shvuah is not Chal on top of a Neder, because a Shvuah is only Issa Gavra. And a Neder, in addition to being an Issa Gavra, it's also an Issa Chefze. So what would be the din is a Neder Chal on Issuri Torah. So it's 2 days in Rishayim Mefurish. That's exactly the machlokes, but Isuri Torah, Isuri Gavra, Isuri Chefz. So the Degel Reuven has this Ramban HaChumash, and he claims that's what this Girsa in the Rama means, to distinguish within Isuri Torah Gufa, between Isuri Koreis, as opposed to Isuri Lavin.
Is
that all these Sereta are just like Shavua? No. I don't think so. Which that means that Kabbalah Sabris and Har Sinai was Ayidei Shavua. It doesn't necessarily indicate that that's the nature of the Issa. The nature of the Issa is an Issa Chepta. Okay, so we have a din that if you have a tarubas of Yavish B'Yavish, the Shach says Yavish B'Yavish doesn't necessarily have to be dry. Let's say you have three bottles of wine got mixed up together. One is non-kosher and two are kosher. It's lach, but that's Yavish B'Yavish. Lach B'Lach means when there's blila, everything blended in together. Like Kemach B'Kemach, the Shach writes, Kemach, the Shach and Sivkot and Gimel, Kuftes Sivkot and Gimel. The Shach writes that Kemach is Yavish, it's not lach, but Kemach B'Kemach, if kosher kemach got mixed up together with non-kosher kemach, there's a blil over there. So that's considered lach balach. If you have three bottles got mixed up, one is a trefa bottle, two are kosher, it's liquid, but that's called yavish b'yavish. There is no blila. The three bottles are separate. So whenever you have a tarubis of yavish b'yavish, then after it's bottle chad b'trei, and you have certain cases where it's not bottle. If it's only chad b'chad, then you wouldn't even say sveka derabon l'kulabik, that's the shachs of cotton test, because that's called Ikva Yisur. Ikva Yisur is a different Chaloshem Sofik, and you have no right to be Mekel on that. Yeah. Once you have a Tarubis of Yavish B'Yavish, and it's not a Chatecha V'Elikhab, it's not a Dabba Choshuv, so it's bottle, so what's Taka the Din? Halacha L'Maisa? I'm allowed to eat, let's say, the three salamis. I mixed up, I bought a non-kosher salami for my worker, then I bought two kosher salamis for myself, and then I removed all the casing from the, I moved the cover from the salamis. I have no label, I have no way to tell which is which, and I can't identify which is which. So now I can make a sandwich with three slices of salami from each one of the three salamis all together, or not. So there are three different opinions here. So the Bir Agro writes in Sivkot Nevov, the Harosh Palig al Kolzeh. The Rosh disagrees with the whole Sif. The Rosh holds that once you have Taruvus of Chad Betray, Yavish B'Yavish, Batel B'Roiv, and he says, Mutol Otom Echad Lechol Shlosh Nama Vasachas. Why? Because of Shvisa Nepach Lias Heter. Once it's Batel B'Roiv, it's Batel B'Roiv. So you can eat all three together, there's no problem. And the Rosh goes, L'Shitosa, the last Ramon, and Simekuf Tes. The Bir Agro writes in Yud Aleph, who's speaking? The last Ramah in Sif, in the last Ramah in Simekuf Tes. So in parentheses they give you the Mar Mekaymes, says Tur B'Shem HaRosh. It's the Rosh speaking. The Rosh, we know the Rosh holds Mutalot Mechalach Shloshtim Avasachas. So the Bir Agro writes in Yud Aleph, Ken Kosov HaRosh Kishitosai. He's a Nepoch Lias Heter. Ben Achoyse Venesa. The Rosh has, based on the Gemara Zvachim, he proves it, Shoy. The Rosh has a chacha the way he read a Gemara Zvachim. Other people read the Gemara differently. The Rosh read a Gemara Zvachim. So the Rosh's opinion is mutal adam mechad lechol shloshtam abasachas, because the Yisa is nepach lias heter. Just like when you have chazashmaltz falls into soup and you have shishim against it and it's not long and nice and tam. So every time you take a spoonful of the soup, you know bevados that you're swallowing a little bit of chazashmaltz. So chatzishir asam anatera. So what's the heter? The answer is Yisa nepach lias heter. Once it's bottle beroyed. So the Rosh's opinion is not only do you apply that svara isa nepach lias heter by a tarubis of lach balach with this blila, even a tarubis of yavish b'yavish, it's really a different kind of tarubis. He claims that it's still batel b'rayv and isa nepach lias heter mutal adal mechad lechol shloshtem avasach. Mechaber says we don't paskin like that. Mechaber says against the Rosh, aval lo yochol shloshtem yachad. You're not allowed to eat all three together. That's the question. Is that only a chumra midirabbanan or is that min haTorah? Also, lechol shloshtam avasachas. So the Tosfos Rabbi Chana Wasserman has in one place in his shiurim, he points out that Tosfos Rid in Cheskes Habatim says beferish that it's menatur, that you're not allowed to eat not only shloshtam avasachas, you're not allowed to eat even b'zeh hazeh. Like the three salamis, I can't identify which is the treif, which is the kosher. So I'll eat one salami today, and then next month I'll eat the other salami, and the third month I'll eat the third salami. So the Tosfos Rid says it's a gloy milsal amafre. The man absolutely did an iser, and if it'll be chayla bedam, he'll have to bring a korban chatos. It's a gloy milsal amafre. On treifas salami on the velus of treifas, there's no chatos because it's not done of course. But if it would have been chayla bedam, so the Tosfos Rid writes it'll be a gloy milsal amafre. What I did in aver b'shogeg, he'll have to bring a chatos. So he holds that it's an iser deraisa. not only to eat shloshtam avasach, zimini eat shloshtam bezach hazeh, is an isa deraisa. Most of the Rishonim do not agree with that Tosfos Rit. The Prima Gadim also, Prima Gadim always talks, first question, is it deraisa derabbanan? And he always digs up a mucker. So he dug up over here, I think, a Mishmeres Abayis. I think the Rashban, Mishmeres Abayis says, if I'm not mistaken, that about eating all three, Tosfos is mesupik, but the other mechad is mutal lecha shloshtam azach hazeh, Tosfos is mesupik. So the Rashban, the Mishmeres Abayis writes that the whole issue is only the Rabbanim. Mikra din deraisa, it is mutter. How does the Mechaber write? V'yesh mishois aloch lamadam echad afilu bezach hazeh. Maybe bezach hazeh you're not allowed to. So if you hold that to eat one salami today is mutter, to eat one salami tomorrow is mutter. Why? Because each time I eat a salami, I say the odds are 2-1 that it's kosher. So to eat the third salami a month later would also be mutter. Only bebasachas is also. Bezach hazeh, a lot of Rishonim hold, would be mutter. To each losh tam bebasachas, it's vados that I'm eating in Issa. It wasn't his battle, it's not, there is no blila. It's not bleed, it's not like kemach to kemach, so you can't say that it's like the rosh, that is isa nepach lios heter. But the bitl beroiv, there is a din of bitl beroiv, but the bitl beroiv is only based on the fact that the odds are 2-1. Yavazlina basaruba, the odds are 2-1 that I'm not eating treifas. So to each loshtam of asachas, that would be an isa deraista. But to shlish loshtam zeh hazeh, so the mishmer, the rajvon, the mishmer sabai thinks that the whole topic of taisvus is only midirabbanan. And the Teretz really mutter. And the Teretz Vin holds beferish not so. Either the Rosh holds even mutter lo adabech alecho shloshtem abasachas. Everything is heter gomer. Isen nepech li is heter. The Teretz Vin holds even lecho bezach hazez and isa derais. You're not allowed to. And the Rajban, the Mishmeres Abai, says the way it's usually assumed, that it's only an isa derabbanan. That you shouldn't eat bezach hazez, or the mechot shouldn't eat shloshtem. There are more quotes. Since it's a tarubis of yabish biyabish, one of them is treif, so we are machmer to throw one out or to give one to a goy. What is that chumra based on? Where does it come from? So the Vilna Gaon quotes, it's a Rashi and Beitza, the last line in the Vilna Gaon on page 504. So he writes, Rashi perakamad diyontif, that's Masachas Beitza, that gimel omid beis. Rashi writes beferish like that. That's the famous Rashi. He has another Rashi in a Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Dalet, that's not so well known. But the Rashi that's more well known is the Rashi in Maseches Beitza, because on the side of the page in Beitza, Gimel Amud Beis, they give you a hole in the margin. You have Masoras HaShas, and then you have things in brackets in the Masoras HaShas that was added on in the 1700s by Rabbi Shai Pick Berlin. So he adds on a whole Maramokum over there on that Rashi. He gives you all the sources to look up. That the Rishonim quote that Rashi and say, yes, how can it be? It's beferish in Mishnais. Whenever you have an Iser fell into a heter, ein atzarch loharim, you don't have to separate an amount and throw it out, unless it's truma. If truma became bottle, truma became bottle bechulin, in order to be mevatel truma, you have to have, if it's min b'mino, you have to have mayo. We discussed that truma needs mayo and the rabbanim. And our Torah is bottle chabetrei. Rabbanim, you need mayo. So let's say you have truma became bottle echad mayo. So then the Mishnah says it's tzarech laharim. And the Rishonim explains why it's tzarech laharim. Manishtana truma. It says beferish in the Mishnah is orlok la'akera mother isurim ain't tzarech laharim. Only truma. Why? So the Rishonim explains because in truma there are two issues. There's an issue of isa v'heter. It's also lezarim and ankein is not about truma. Then there's an issue of dini mamon. His truma is mamon hashevet. It belongs to the kahanim. So the Gemara in the end of Beitza on Daf Lamed Ches has a mashal. If I have 5 nickels in my hand and you drop a nickel in, now I have 6 nickels and we can't identify which is yours and which is mine. So the Gemara says mamon aloy bottle. I owe you a nickel. I can't say bottle beroy if I keep all the 6 nickels. I know bevadois that a nickel belongs to you. I don't have to give you one of these nickels. I can make out a check. I'll give you 5 pennies. I'll give you a different nickel. But the vada is the mammon is not going to be bottle. Only Isser is bottle, Tum is bottle, Isser is bottle, Mamayin alay bottle. So that's what Yerushalmi explains, that when the farmer is mafresh truma, and the farmer himself is not a kohen, so he's obligated to give the truma away to a kohen, to shevet kahuna. Then the truma falls in, let's say wine of truma falls into wine of chulin, and it gets mixed in together. So there are two issues. There's the issue of mammon ashevet. So stand on your head. Shtazach HaMakot, Mamayin Aloy Bakul. So I have to give the Kohen, I have to pick out some Kohen and give him that amount of wine. Mikir Adin, it would be enough to make out a check. So Chumim and the Rabbanan, we're afraid that Ben Adam Lachaber, people are not going to be so nizer. We know that Ben Adam Lamokim, they're more careful. So the Rabbanan, they made a din. You're not allowed to drink any of the wine, even though you have Echo de Meyah. You're not allowed to drink any of the wine until you mafrish the amount of chumah from this big barrel of wine. But Mikra Adin, you can make out a check also because Mamayin Aloy Bakul. So it's Beferish and Mishnah like that. That's the Kasha against Rashi. The only time Sorech Laharim, that's the Bir Agur quotes the Kasha. Okvar Hisigo Harash Vaharash, they all ask on the Rashi from the Mishnah Perek Beis in Orlo where it says, Ein Sorech Laharim, Rak Betrumim Shim Gezel Hashem, Kamo Shemuvor Birushalmi Misham. So why all of a sudden over here Rashi says Sorech Laharim? So the Mordechai gives a teretz on the Kasha, and he says that Rashi only says this chumr, tzorech laharim, if it's a taruvis of yavish biyavish. The Mishnais talk about a taruvis of lach balach. So once the yisur is bottled, what are you going to gain by being meirim? I know for sure. Orlo klakem needs masai. You need masai midirabon. So let a little oil or clear karam wine falls into a big barrel of wine, and I have masayim in its bottle. So what am I going to gain by pouring out a little bit of wine, throwing out in the garbage? I know for sure the wine that I'm going to pour out is not going to be the wine that fell in originally. So whenever it's lach balach, there is no such requirement of tzorch lahar. The Rashi's chumre in Avodah Zorah in a beitza is only if it's a yavish biyavish. That's what he quotes from the Mordechasim in Tov Reish Chav Dalet, the Biragra, the end of Sekot Nazayim. And then the Mordechai quotes that was the Chumras Maharam. The Mordechai was a Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg, and he followed this Chumra of Rashi. He followed Rashi Shita because if I am for the Kasha, that Rashi is not against the Mishnah. So the Ramah quotes it because the Maharam Rutenberg is from the Hasidi Ashkenaz, and a lot of the Psak Halacha that we have is in the tradition, in the footsteps of the Maharam Rutenberg. So that's the Chumra. He writes, Vein ala chumr b'yalma. Mikir edin, it's really not so. The whole thing is only a chumr. Here, Rabbi Shlomo Eger quotes over here, al kain, since it's only a chumr, that only applies when it's a real iser. Let's say the iser that fell in, the yavish b'yavish, the iser that fell in, was only an iser mitam chumr, to begin with. So then, if it's going to be batel chad betray, we will not require to throw out one piece. So he gives, what's an example of an iser that's only a chumr b'yalma? In Rishus Melicha, we have the chumr sagoinen. That bosa shushon gimli yom and balon melicha, you can't salt. The meat has to be salted within 72 hours of the time that you shechted the animal. And if you didn't salt the meat within 72 hours, if you soak the meat within 72 hours, then you start counting 72 hours all over again. But if you didn't soak the meat, so then if 72 hours went by, so we're machma, the chumras hagoinim, that the dam gets so attached to the meat, you can't remove the dam aidei malicha. You have to dafke do broiling. I was a little baby in the middle of the Second World War, so there weren't enough trucks. I don't remember a thing, but my father used to tell me there were not enough trucks to deliver the meat within 24 hours after the shechita. All the trucks were needed for the war effort. So much of the time, the meat was delivered to the butcher stores after 72 hours. So they had to have a sign up in the butcher store that you're not allowed to salt the meat. You have to eat broiled meat. So we're eating steaks all the time. Everything had to be broiled. The chicken, the meat, everything had to be broiled. You couldn't cook anything because of the chumr sagoinim. So this chumr sagoinim in Hilchas Melicha, this is considered a chumr. Mikir Adin is based on a Mishnah. Based on Mishnah and Yimamas. But it's really a chumr. Mikir Adin, it's not so. So that's what he quotes a shach. Shlomo Eger quotes Alkein. By Nisar Bas Hashal Gim Yom Alam Malich Ein Tzach La Hashlich. He quotes the Shachna and Hilchas Malicha, because this itself is only a Chumr Tzach La Hashlich. The Chumr Mishim Kvaru Shal Rashi, the Maram Rutmerg was Machmer. So if the whole Issa to begin with is only an Issa Mitam Chumr, you're not Mechayev to be Choshish for that. Yeah, being that it's Batel Chad Betray, Yavish Bavish Batel Chad Betray, that's only if it's Min B'Minoy. What if it's Min B'She'ena Minoy? Then you need Shishim, even though it's only Yavish B'Yavish. So this requirement for Shishma, is this Ben HaTorah, or is this Midirabonim? So the Shach Sikot and Yud discusses everything, all the major topics. Shach quotes, some say that this is required Ben HaTorah. Nish Tzefashteh. How can it be Ben HaTorah? Yovish be Yovish. How can a demon assert? So he says the pashtus is that it's only midirabbanan. Why did they introduce such a chumra midirabbanan? That yavish biyavish min b'shein emina need shishim midirabbanan. So the shaks are cut and test has a long arichas on this. The shach and yud though, the shach and sekut and yud says that there are some rishonim who say beferish that min b'minoi lach balach he need shishim and atur. Min b'minoi lach balach he need shishim and atur. That was the Rashi Shita on the sugya of Zeroy B'Shelo. Rashi held like that. And Taisus said it's utterly ridiculous. There is no such thing. Min b'mina never need shishim min atorah. The need for shishim is only min rabbanan. It's never min atorah. But that's what the Rishonim said. There's a Tshuva HaRashba about that. And there's a Taisus in Perek HaZohar where Rabbi Kivega in the Gilya HaShah says he doesn't know what Taisus is talking about. Taisus talks about min b'mina need shishim min atorah. Rabbi Kivega in the Gilya HaShah says he never heard of that. It's against the whole Yeridei. So the answer is Taisus is talking, happens to be talking there about lach balach, and there is such an opinion. The Shach quotes it. That's not the generally accepted opinion, but the Shach quotes an opinion that even yavish biyavish min b'shein aminoi need shishim and atar. So the Shach says that's utterly ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense at all. Balach balach min b'minoi that you need shishim and atar. That there is a shita and rishayim. It's not the accepted opinion. We paskin that the shishim is only with the rabbanon. So if you have min b'shein aminoi yavish biyavish. We assume it's only shishim and the rabbanim. Why? What's the reason? So the Shach writes in Sivkot and Tess, based on Siv Beis and the Mechaber. If you have a taruvis of min b'minoi, let's say yavish b'yavish, and it's bottle b'roiv chad betray bottle, so then you can eat adam echo mutalecho. I can eat one. I can eat tomorrow another one. I can't eat all three b'basachas. I can eat one now, one tomorrow. I shouldn't eat all three. What happens if they'll take all the three and they'll cook them all together? So yavish biyavish min b'minoi. Let's say three salamis. So it's mutal adam echol lechol one or two, but not all three. What if they'll cook all the three salamis together? So that means I'm eating. So you can't eat anything. You're eating everything b'vasachas. That's what we paskin. You're not allowed to. The Rosh holds that it's mutal. The Rosh holds halacha lemaisa mutal adam echol lechol shloshtam b'vasachas. But we don't paskin like that Rosh. We paskin also lodom lechod lechol shloshtem avasach. So that's when the Mechaber writes in Siv Beis. What if you had a tarubis of yavish biyavish chad betray and it was bottle and then you went ahead and you cooked it? So if you go and you cook it, so lemaisa you're eating shloshtem avasach, even though you're only eating one salami. I'm eating one piece of one of the three salamis, but all the salamis will cook together. So there's a nesinas tam. There is no nesinas tam. It's all min b'mina. There is no tam kiika by min b'mina. But with the rabbanon, you make believe by min b'mina as if there is nesinas tam. That's by min b'mina lach b'lach in each shishim with the rabbanon. You act as if it would have been min b'shein amina. So that's what the Mechaber writes in Siv Beis and Sima Kuf Tes. What if you had a taruves of yavish b'yavish? So adam echad is also lechol shlosh tam v'asachas. And they went ahead and they cooked all the three salamis in one pot with reuter. So that's considered, so you can't even eat one piece of any one salami. That's considered as if you're eating shloshtem avasachas. So the Mechaber says that it's also. The Ramos says that there are those who disagree, and if it's a hefset meruba, there's room to be mekel. Who is the one who disagrees? So it says the Rosh. So the Vilna Gaon says, of course the Rosh disagree. We know that. We said it right in the beginning. The Rosh says, mutal adam echol shloshtem avasachas. The Rosh holds that it's isa nepach liyas hetter. Just like a tarubis of lach balach min b'shein aminoi. It's isa nepach liyas hetter. So a tarubis of yabish yabish also like that. But we don't paskin like that Rosh. We paskin as if aleph. Also lo adam echol lechol shloshtem avasachas. So we really shouldn't paskin like this Rosh. That's problematic. The last line in the Ramah, in Simen Kuf Tes, the Ramah says, if it's a mokum hefsi, yesh lismach on the Rosh. Why? The Rosh was outvoted already in Sif Aleph. The Rosh was outvoted. That's very strange. So the Kaf HaChayim quotes some Achrayim who say against the Ramah. How can you even be Mekel B'Mokum Hefsid? The Rosh's opinion has not been accepted, period. They don't hold like the Rosh. Mutal Adam Lachol Lachol Shloshtem Vasachas. That's problematic. The Rosh brought a Raya. The Bir Agra says, it's Moshe Mu'ur B'Zvach Mayim Gimel Amin Beis. You learn the Gemara's Zoch, and you see the Rashi doesn't learn like the Rosh. The Rosh learned his own Pshat in the Gemara's Zoch. That's the Shaila here. Then the Ramah writes in Sif Aleph, Ein chilek b'chol zeh b'ein hu'isa mid the Rabbanon or mid the Raisa, it doesn't make a difference. What does he mean to say against that hagor? He says, the loka hagor sharidur. It says in parentheses, the loka hagor sharidur. One of the rishonim says that a taruvus of chad bechad is enough to be matta by nisa de rabbanon, because it's a sveka de rabbanon lekula. So we don't accept that. We paskin ein chilek b'chol zeh the nisa de raisa nisa de rabbanon. That's ikva yisura. Whenever it's ikva yisura, even the Rambam will agree that it's sveka de raisa luchumim de raisa, and we will not be able to apply the rule of sveka de rabbanon lekula. It doesn't apply ikva yisura. There's a different halashem sof. The question is, the Rambam wrote ein chilek b'chol zeh. The Cholzeh means everything, so that's what the Shach picks up on in Siftes. He's not happy with that Ramah. He says the one half of the Ramah he agrees with. The Ramah says the Lo Kagor Shari Dure. You can't say a Taruvus of Chad Bechad should be muta by Nisa de Rabbanon, because that's Ikvei Sura. That's not covered with the din of Sveka de Rabbanon Lekul. But what about the other din in the Shulchan Aruch? That when you have a Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish Min B'She'ein Aminoi, you need Shishim. We assume it's midirabbanan. The Shach and Yud Sukkot Yud quote some Rishonim hold that Achrayim hold that it's minatur. He says that it doesn't make sense. The need for shishim by min b'she'ein amina yavish b'yavish is midirabbanan. What's the reason why you need shishim? It's a gzeira shema yavashlam yachad, and then it's going to give an asinas tam. If it's min b'she'ein aminoi, then you're going to say tam ki ikar. So they made a gzeira derabbanan. So the Shach has a tainan. China is not so overwhelming, not so 100% convincing at all. The Shach Taina is they made a gzeire shema yovel lidei nisinas tam. But if the whole nisa to begin with is only nisa de rabbanon, so even with tam kikar it's only going to be nisa de rabbanon. So that's like a gzeire l'gzeire. You shouldn't have the right to make a gzeire. It's not so muchrach that that's a gzeire l'gzeire. It could be that it's a trade de rabbanon. You could simply answer it's a trade de rabbanon. So the Shach wants to be mekel. He says, when do you need shishim? By yavish biyavish min b'shein aminoi, only if it's an isa deraisa. If it's an isa derabanan, and it cannot possibly come lidei isa deraisa. Even if shema yavah levashlim biyachad, the yitin tam, it's min b'shein aminoi. Given a sinas tam, so what? But the whole isa to begin with is only derabanan. So the Shach says, if it's only an isa derabanan, he thinks that even min b'shein aminoi, yavish b'yavish, should also be batel chad betray. And you can ding zich with the Shach. It's not so muchrich. Okay, fascinating simon kuf test. Let's start kuf yud. Simon kuf yud. Kuf yud. The rule is that sveka deraisa lechumra, and sveka derabanan lekula. But if you have a svek sveke b'deraisa, so then we say that that's mutter. Who says? That's what the whole simon kuf yud is famous. Svek sveke l'kula. Everybody agrees. So the source of that din, the Rashba and the Torah Sabayis. The whole chelek al piyarde is based on the Rashba and the Torah Sabayis. So the Rashba and the Torah Sabayis is the one who quotes this from the Ri Azok in Bala Taisus. The Ri was a nephew of the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was a grandson of Rashi. So the Ri has two Gemaras where it says that Sveik Sveik Olukul. One Gemara is the Gemara in Zvachim, Tabasha Lavet Ezor Shed Nesara Bacheirois. Where is that? Dafayin Gimel. Tabasha Lavet Ezor Zvachim Ayin Dalet. Here the Bir Agro quotes it in Sivkot Yud. There's a gigantic Bir Agro here. So the first line in Sivkot Yud, he quotes it. It's in Zvachim Ayin Dalet and Ben Aleph. The Baal Shel Avodah Zarah is not bottle al pi pashtus min derabbanan. A ring of Avodah Zarah, either a ring noye Avodah Zarah, they actually worship the ring, whatever. So a ring of Avodah Zarah got mixed in accidentally with another five rings. So all the five rings are Rasa Bahano. It's not bottle for some reason or another. Why is the Taka not bottle? So the Gaon points out, it's a machlokes, he says it's relevant. The reason why is going to be relevant. Halacha Maisa says Tesis says that it's not bottled because rings are a dobisha minion. Because when you go to a jewelry store, they don't sell you a pound of rings or half a pound of rings. They sell the rings by the unit. So dobisha minion is chashuv midirabbanan, and it's not bottled like beri and chatech ve'liskabed and all the others. And the Tesis, that's how the Tesis writes on Agmar. Little Tesis in Zvachim, tabashal abedizor is not bottled because it's a dobisha minion. And the Rambam writes the other reason. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Avodah Zarah He says the reason why the ring is not bottled because of the pasuk chumish liyidbak biyotcha meuma min acherim, and meuma has the connotation of mashu, even though you have chad betray and it should have been bottled. So meuma means mashu. Where did the Rambam get that? He got it from the Mishnah Shabbos. Mishnah Shabbos says that the word meuma has the connotation of kolshu, that in hoitzah if you carry something on Shabbos, so they have a series of 2.5 prok and mishnayis and Shabbos that list off what's the shear for the purposes of hoitzah. If you carry metal, if you carry plastic, if you carry wood, if you carry michael adam, if you carry michael bame, if you carry straw, how much do you have to carry? If you carry diamonds, how much of a volume do you have to carry that it should constitute a shear shalom from alecha Shabbos? That if you only carry a chatzi shear, you won't be chayiv chatos. So the Mishnah says, what if a guy throws out the avodah zarah in the garbage? He takes it from his house and he throws it into the garbage in the street. So he did hoitzah, he carried from the Rishus HaYechad into the Rishus HaRab. So how big does the dovish al avodah zarah have to be? So the Mishnah says, kol shehu. Why? Because the Pasuk says, lo yidbak biyotcha me'uma min acher. So the Mishnah understands that the word me'uma means kol shehu. There's no minimum size. And since he's accomplishing that, he's fulfilling the mitzvah, he's getting rid of avodah zarah, bir avodah zarah, so it has a chashivis, so he's chayiv even though it doesn't have any minimum size. We happen to paskin that when you throw out garbage, you throw avodah zarah out, that's called melacha shen tzvicha l'gufa. See, and so we would paskin that it's only the Rabbanan. The Rambam and the Balamor paskin like the other Tanoim, that melacha shen tzvicha l'gufa is an eser derais. Okay, so the Rambam paskin like that Mishnah, and he quotes that Mishnah, that me'uma, and that pasuk means kol shehu, no shir. And then he adds on that it means also mashehu. Kol shehu and mashehu are not the same thing. So that's the question. That's why I mentioned the other day that there are some who wanted to say, according to the Rambam, Avodah Zarah is b'mashehu min haTorah, because he quoted the pasuk. The pashtus is the pasuk was only in Asmachta. It's mishum chumrat Avodah Zarah that they said that it's b'mashehu, that it's not bottle. So the Vilna Gaon points out that the tabash of Avodah Zarah is not bottle. It's only a chumrat midrabbanan min haTorah. It is bottle. According to the Rambam, it's mishum chumrat Avodah Zarah meuma. According to Taisus, Tabash al Avodah Zarah is not bottle because it's a Dovish Miminyim. Because when you go to a jewelry store, or even when the jewelry store buys it from a wholesale, they don't sell them a pound of rings. They sell them each ring is a unit, Bifnei Atzmai, and it's a Dovish Miminyim. So the Gemara has the din. A Tabash al Avodah Zarah got mixed up in 10 rings, so you're not allowed to get Hanof Man, you can't use any of the rings. Then accidentally, one of the 10 rings falls into another bunch of 10 rings. Or 5 rings, or 3 rings, or 2 rings, and now you don't know from that bunch of rings, you don't know which ring is which. So the Gemara said, that's already a Sfek Sveka. Any ring that I'll take from the second Tarubis, when you have Shtei Tarubis, it's a Sfek Sveka. Why? Any ring I'll take, it may or may not be the ring that fell in from the Tarubis of Rishonah into the Tarubis of Shnia, and even if it is the lucky winner, even if it is the one that fell in, who says the one that fell in was the one that was also that fell in the first place to the Tarubis of Rishonah? So the Gemara calls that a Sfek Sveka. Is that really a Sfek Sveka? So a lot of Rishonim say, what kind of Sfek Sveka? It's all Shem Echad. There's one suffix, Tesis in Ksuvas, Daf Tesam and Aleph, postulates a rule, and it's quoted here. The Shach quotes all the Klali Sfek Sveka here. Where do we say? Sivkot and Samach Gimel. Sivkot and Samach Gimel, it goes on and on and on. Dine Sfek Sveka, he quotes all the Klalim. So if you look long enough there, you'll see he quotes the Tesis in Ksuvas, quotes everything under the sun. Such bikiyas. So he quotes the Tosfos in Ksuvos that the only time you can be mitzarv two svekas to constitute a svek sveka is if it's mishnei shemus. If the both svekas boil down to the same suffek, it's all shem echad. Here, what are the two svekas? Is this the ring that fell in from the Tarubis HaRishonah into the Tarubis HaShniah? And even if it was, maybe the ring that fell in was not the ring that fell in originally into the Tarubis HaRishonah. It's all shem echad. Is this the ring that's awesome? Is this not the ring that's awesome? That's not really a svek sveka. So the pashtus is that's a separate gemara. The whole din that a tabash al avodah zarah is not bottled is only a chumrah midrabbanan, and they only made a chumrah ad kan v'lo yoset. It will be machmer tarubis hashniya. It's too much. They didn't want to be machmer so much. Fartik. That's the one source for svek sveka, and it's really not a good example of svek sveka. The other source is in ksubas daf tesam and aleph that people are more familiar with. So what's in ksubas daf tesam and aleph? In the days of the Tanoim until the days of the Gaonim, from the days of Tanakh till the days of Gaon, the practice would be that first they had Erisin and then they would wait for a year, a half a year, then they would have Nisuin. We don't do like that. We have Erisin and Nisuin one after the other. We just have a Hapsok of Kriyas Aksuba in between. Sometimes you have a Chazan sing an Igin, sometimes you have a Rabbi give a Brache. one of my children got married, so the grandfather came from Switzerland. So I wanted everybody to know who the family is, because there was nobody there from the Chassam Satz. The elder drush of 25 minutes under the chuppah in between the Eris and the Nisuin to tell everybody who the Chassam's family was. So, but that's in order to make a hafsaka, because in the days of the Tanakh, days of the Tanaim, there was a long pause. There was a pause a year, a half a year in between. So we read the ksuba, we try to make hafsakas like they always used to have hafsaka between the Eris and the Nisuin. So the from the time they have Erisin, the woman is already an Eishes Ish. The Nisuin adds on more to the issues, but the woman is already an Eishes Ish. So the din of Soita sets in right away from the time of Erisin. If you have an Eishes Ish, Shezinsa, that's called a Soita Vadai. When a man is Choshed his wife, he thinks that maybe she was not faithful, and brings her to the Beis HaMikdash, and she drinks the Maim Amarim, that's what the Gemara calls Soita Sofei. When you know Bavadai that the woman was Mizam, that's called the Soita Vadai. Soita Vadai is Asura Labaila, Asura Labal, Asura Labo. So the Gemara has a whole discussion in Ksubas Abtesim and Aleph. The husband did Nisuin, and he had Erisin already a year ago. And the husband claims, Pesach Pasuach Matzos. He claims he knows the woman is a Bula. May well be, does know what he's talking about. Aishiva Bacha got married the first time, he was never with a woman before. How does he know what's a Pesach Pasuach? What's a Pesach Dochuk? Does he know what he's talking about? He insists he knows what he's talking about. Nope. He insists that you got to follow what he says. Shavei anaf shechaticha di yisura. So the Gemara says, sometimes, if he says, and what does she say? She says, it's a lie. It's Pesach, not a Pesach Pasuach. She says the whole thing is a lie. He says, no, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, and he can tell that she was already Zinsa from before. She was Nivola from before. So she claims the whole thing is a lie. So, and he says, Shavi anaf shechaticha di yisura. So where does that lead us? Is the husband allowed to stay with his wife or not? So the Gemara says, why not? Even afila lefi dvarav, that the woman is a ba'ula, it doesn't necessarily mean that she's an eshes ish as insa. Maybe she was mezana before erisin, in which case it doesn't pose a problem. And even if the znus, even if the mice is nus, even if the bir took place during erisin, during the last year of erisin, maybe she was nensa. Maybe she's telling a lie. Maybe she's embarrassed because she was nensa. And she's materis, if an eshes ish is nensa, she's materis l'bal, unless the husband is a kohen. Then she's a zayin asura l'kohen. So the Gemara says, if the man comes to Bezdin and he claims Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, so the Shavi Anab Shechatich Adisura doesn't cause any problems over here, because it's mutam itam svek sveka. What's the svek sveka? Shema ena tachtov, maybe she was mizana, maybe she's telling a lie now, because she was really mizana before they got married, and she's embarrassed to say the truth. Afilin tim tzalei metachtov, maybe it was ba'inus on eshes ish and ensa, is not a sa'at asur alabayla. So you have a svek sveka. But the Gemara says, what if he's a koyin, and then if it's tachtov, even if it's ba'inus, she's going to be asur alabayla. Or let's say he's not a koyin, but the erisin was done before she reached the age of 3. So if she was in so not tachtov, she wouldn't be a pesach pasuach. So it's impossible, because besulim chayzrim, whenever the woman is nivellus before the age of 3, so the besulim chayzrim again. So the fact that the man comes to Bezdin and he says pesach pasuach matzasi, we say shavi anaf shechaticha disur, we assume that it's a vadoi, is that the bia occurred during ishus, and you only have one suffix, maybe bionis, maybe biratzin. You don't have a svek svek anymore. So that's what the Gemara says before, that if you have one suffix, sveka deraisa lechumer, and if you have a svek sveka, so svek sveka lechumer. So those are the two makairis for the heter, the simen kuf yud. The sveka deraisa lechumer, svek sveka lechumer. The one makar is in Zvachim Dafai and Dalid Omed Aleph by the Tabasha Labadizar, but that's really, it's all Mishem Echad over there. So that's not really a good example of Svek Sveke. That just means the whole din that Tabasha Labadizar is not battle, is only Chumim V'Derabanan. They only went so far in the Chumim, they didn't want to go further. So that's not really a good example to learn out from their Svek Sveke of the Kul. And the whole source that everything is relying on is the Gemara Ksuvah Daf Tesem and Aleph. That's the mark of his fake sveik of the kula. So that's what it says in the Rashbon, the Torah Abayis, quoting the Riyazok in Balatai. It says there are two sources. we're not so keen about the sauce in Tabash al Avodah Zarah, but the other sauce is considered a good sauce. The Rashba wrote the Torah Sabayis, and then his dear friend, who loved him like a brother, the Ra'or, attacks him on every page that he doesn't agree with everything that he says. So he says over here, it's not his fault. He says over here, the Rashba quotes the Ri, that Sfek Sveka Lekula, he thinks that the whole thing is not true. We have a din, Sofik Tumah B'Shusa Yochid, Sveka Tome. So the Mishnah says, Beferish, a Sofik Tumah B'Shusa Yochid, Sveka Tome, is not only if you have one Sofik, even if you have two Svekas, Kol Sveka Shatiyocha Lahar B'Solov, even if you have a Sveka, if it's B'Shusa Yochid, Yobas Go Lechumra. So the Ra'or says the same should be true by Sofik Daraisa Lechumra. Sofik Daraisa Lechumra, so what does it help if you have two Svekas? The second Sofik is also Lechumra, the third Sofik is also Lechumra, the fourth Sofik is also Lechumra, Kol Sveka Shatiyocha Laharbis, all going to be Lechumra. I turn off in a Gemara in Ksubas, Daftesim and Aleph, says Beferish that Sofik Daraisa Lechumra, Sveka Lechula. So the Ra'or says no, he picks up on Taisus Kasha. On Daftesim and Aleph, Taisus is bothered with a Kasha. Why should you say one Sofik is Lechumra, but the woman has a Cheskas Heta Labaila? When she was born, she wasn't Zinsa. Before the age of three, even if she was Nivola, doesn't count. Znus before the age of three doesn't count, even if an Akum is Ma'anis, a girl. Before the age of three is Ein B'yos Abiyah. So for the first 3 years of her life, for sure, she was Materis Lakuna. She wasn't Nivola. Now we don't know what the story is. So what is it bother me that you have a Sveka Deraisa? He's a Koyin and all you have is one Sufik with a Tacht of Reina Tacht of the Sufik of Nensa doesn't help. Even a Neshis Isha Nensa is a Zayna Surah Lekoyin. Or she was Niskacha Pchusim Bashal Hashanah V'yamechod. So there is no Tzad Sufik of Shema Eina Tacht. There's only one Sufik with a Boinus of Beratzon. So what does it bother me that there's only one Sufik? But the woman has a Cheskas Heter. Before the age of three, she was materis, she was loizinsa. So now you're not sure. So say the shtabav cheskas het. So Tosis gives an answer on the kasha. So the Ra'or says the answer is that minatara everything is mutter because you have a cheskas het. The whole sugya that says the sveka deraisa luchumra, if you have one sofik is luchumra, it's only luchumra midirabana. And the only one so far with the chumra is mishum my loss of the yuchsin. He writes a loshin. The Gemara has that loshin. My loss of the yuchsin. The Gemara often has the loshen my loss of biyuchsin lekuhuna, but here the Ra'or uses it my loss of biyuchsin about the heta labayla, whether the woman is a soita labayla or not. So he also uses the loshen my loss of biyuchsin, even though it's not an issue of kuhuna. So he says the whole sugya of tesamanav is only midirabbanan, and there you say if you have a sveik, they were only machma so far, they weren't machma further. Like we said on the Gemara, is welcome to find dala the tabash alabedizor is not bottle. That whole din itself is only midirabbanan. So they only went with the chumras so far. They didn't want to go further. Ginuk with the chumras. They didn't want to ask the taruvas hashniyah. So the same is true on daf tesam and aleph and ksubas. The Ra'or claims the whole iser, if you only have chatzveke is also lebaila, is to begin with only maila asa biyuchsan, only a maila. The word maila means a chumra. We made a chumra midirabbanan not to rely on cheskes heter, but really menater it's mutter. So ginuk, one chumra, they're not going to be machma. If you have two tzadon l'hokal, they're not going to be machma. But if you have a real sveka deraisa, where there's no cheskas heta to be mater, no cheskas heta to help you out, afilo svek is also going to be awesome. So the Ra'or is not goris the whole simin kufyut. The whole thing with the svek, he doesn't believe in. No such thing that svek deraisa l'kul. But we do hold from that. We hold that there is such a din. So that's the question. Where does it come from? Where does it come from, Sveka Deraisa Lechumra? The Rambam says that's an invention, Midirabban. So the Prima Gadim has a few little svarim. So one of his little svarim is called Ginas Veradim. So the Prima Gadim writes, and the Ginas Veradim, he has a fantastic svara. He just realized it. According to the Rambam, that Sveka Deraisa Lechumra is only Midirabbanon. So Sveka Lekula is Mut, because it's a Sveka Derabbanon, Lekula. Okay, interesting. If you hold like the Rambam, that Sveka Deraisa Lechumra itself is only with the Rabbanon, so Sveka Lekula, the Hezbe could be, because it's if it would have been one Sofik, it would have been only the Rabbanon. So now that's two Svekas, it's a Sofik if there is an Issa the Rabbanon. Yeah. If you say like that, then if you'll follow that Girsa in the Rambam that the Kesef Mishneh quoted, And where was it? The end of Perek Tes in Hilchos Tumas Meis, that by Yisuri Koreis Sveika Deraisa Lechumre is a din min haTorah. Then it should come out that a Sveika by Yisuri Koreis would be Lechumre. So in Hilchos Nida, where there's an Issa Koreis, you can never rely on a Sveika. So the Ramah happens to write not so. We're soon going to be learning Chelik Beis here today. The Ramah writes beferish that Sveika Lechula in Hilchos Nida. So the Mishlam Melech points this out. Mishlam Melech raises this issue: whether Sfek Sveika Lukula only works on Isuri Lavin, or really, or even it's even a good heter to be Mekel even in Isuri Kor. So he says, one of these Ashkenazim, the Ramah, this Ashkenazi rabbi, he writes beferish that Sfek Sveika Lukula by Nida, and I'm not so convinced that is correct. Well, why should he not be so convinced? According to that Girsan, the Ramam, that Isuri Kor is Sveika Deraisa Luchumre, and you say Sfek Sveika Lukula is based on the assumption that Sveika Deraisa Luchumre itself is only with the Rabbanon, so then there's room to argue the point and say that Sveika would be Luchumre there. Where else? So in the end of Siman Kuf Yud, in the back of the Yeridah, they have the Chavos Das. Chavos Das is written by the author of the Nesivos. So in the beginning of Siman Kuf Yud, he has what he calls the Beis HaSafik. He has an introduction to the whole topic. It's on page 32 in the standard edition. So the Beis HaSafik is an introduction to the whole topic of Sveika Deraisa Luchumre, Sveika Lekula. He runs all over Shas. So he has problems with the Rambam. When the sugi in the first perik in Chulan, Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara seems to say that Sveika Deraisa Luchumre is Mideraisa. The Gemara derives Minoha Milsa Dama Rabban and Zil Basa Rube. How do you know that you go Basa Rive? So the Gemara says, well, you bring a Korban Pesach and you assume that it's not a treifa. How do you know it's not a treifa? Maybe the animal was a treifa. So the kasha is, but according to the Rambam, Sveika Deraisa Lekula Mideraisa. How did you prove that Yazlina Basarube? Maybe the reason why you eat the Korban Pesach is because Sveika Deraisa Lekula Mideraisa. And all the other rice that the Gemara brings at the whole daf, all the rice are questionable. According to the Rambam, how can you prove that you go Basarive? The reason why you make all over there is because Sveika Deraisa Lekula Mideraisa. So the Beis HaSofik, the Nesivos, writes here in the Chavos Das, and the Shev Shmaitzer writes exactly the same as well. The Bosh name is Kavd in the Dovrecha, that Bamedvar Mamurim, when does the Rambam hold that Sveika Deraisa Lechumre is only with the Rabbanon? That's by Yisurim. By Mitzvahs, even the Rambam would agree that Sveika Deraisa Lechumre is Mideraisa. What's the difference? So they both give the same hesber. You say, when the Torah prohibited Chazer, it's only if you know for sure it's Chazer. If you're not sure, then the Torah never said that. The Torah never said anything about that. Everything is mutter until proven awesome. So the Torah only says real chazi and not allowed to eat. But when it comes to sitting in sukkah, when it comes to eating korban pesach, the Torah says you got to sit in sukkah that's kosher. If you have a sofik, if the sukkah is kosher, the Torah didn't talk about that. The Torah spoke about real tefillin, absolutely kosher tefillin. The Torah spoke about eating a real korban pesach. If you're not sure, then you didn't do what the Torah said. The Torah is only talking about vadois. So sveika deraisa lekule mideraisa by lavim, but lechumra mideraisa by yes. So that's how the Chavos Das and the Shev Shmaitzer both want to say. Even the Rambam, who thinks that sveika deraisa lechumra itself is only mideRabbanon, that would only be by Yisurim. But by Mitzvah Sesei, there sveika deraisa lechumra would be mideraisa, because the Torah is only speaking about avadai. So then it should also follow that you couldn't say Sfek Sveika Lekula by a Mitzvah Sesei. And we do. The Rav Shlomo Eger, on the side of the Yeridah, Simikul Fyut, he gives you the marmakimus of this. That you say, let's say it's raining the first night of Sukkot, and you have a Sfek Sveika, whether you have to sit in Sukkot. It's raining a Chveis, it's after Chatzos. I forgot already what the Sfek Sveika is. So it could be that it's the same as Matzah, you're not Yotzi after Chatzos. And it could be that if it's raining, you're not Chayiv. So the Poskim say, if you have a Sfek Sveika Lohokil, you're not Mechayiv to sit in the Sukkah. Or the second night of Sukkah, it's a Sveika de Yoima, and if it's raining, it's a Safek, so that's a Sfek Sveika. So does Sfek Sveika pater you from a Mitzvah Sese? Maybe Sfek Sveika Lohokil is only in the area of Loi Sese, not in the area of Sese. Why should I distinguish? So if you say like the Prima Godim and the Ginas Viradim, that the whole idea of Sfek Sveika Lekula is based on the Rambam, that Sveika Deraisa Luchum is only with the Rabbanon. So every Sfek Sveika is a Sveika Derabbanon Lekula. So if you say like that, by Chai Bikrisis there's room to be Machmer, and that's the Mishnah Melech's issue, and by Mitzvah Sesei there's room to possibly be Machmer, to say that Sfek Sveika should be Luchum, you shouldn't go Luchum. most of the Rishonim do not assume like the Rambam that Tzveika Deraisa Luchum itself is only Midrabbanan. Most assume that it's Minatur. So if it's Minatur, where do you have a Mokka to be Mekel in Tzveika? So the Shach quotes the Tshuvas HaRashba, and the Pnei Yeshua in Ksuvas Daftes keeps on repeating this. The Shach quoted the Tshuvas HaRashba in Simen Kuf Yud that Tzveika is Mitam Roiv. Why is it Tzveika Mitam Roiv? So the Rashba says it's a suffix if it's A or B, and it's also Ramuta 50-50, and even if it's B, that should be also, it's still a suffix if it's C or D, it may still be Mutter. So it started off as 50-50, but then within the 50% that it should be also, there's still a tzad, 25-25, to say that it should be Mutter. So it's 75-25, so it's fake, fake, and mitam roif. Why does anybody disagree? If you hold fake, fake, and mitam roif, so then the Mishlam Melech points out, a few Mishlam Melech, not all in the same place. So Rabbi Shlomo Eger on the side quotes the Mishlam Melech, who says, Mishlam Melech has a diuk from Mishnais. He says that even though Sofik the Rabbanon Lekula, but a Sfek Sfek of the Rabbanon would be Lechumra. So people say, it does make sense. How can it be? If a Sfek Sfek of the Raisa is Lekula, so a Sfek Sfek of the Rabbanon for sure is Lekula. No. It depends which direction is it leaning. Let's say, when do you have Sfek Sfek of the Raisa is Lekula? Is it A or B? We're not sure, is it A or B? If it's A, it's Tam Mutter. And if it's B, it may be C or D. It may be also maybe Mutter. So there, the Sfek Sfek is leaning towards Lahakel. What if you have a Sfek Sfek where it's leaning towards Lahakhmer? It's A or B. If it's A, it's absolutely also. There's nothing to discuss. And even if it's B, it may still be also. So that it's 50-50, and then it's 75-25 Lachumra, not Lakula. So the Mishlam Melech has Mishnayis in Yodayim and in Mikvos, as a few Mishnayis, where he thinks that's what it says in the Mishnayis, that Sfek Sfek Abid Rabbanon would be Lachumra, if the Sfek Sfek is leading in that direction. He says Sfek Sfek Mitam Rov, so Rov is used Bein Lachumra, Bein Lakula. If you have a Sfek Sfek Abid Rabbanon where it's leaning towards Lachumra, it should come out Lachumra. He has it from the Mishnayis and Yodayim and a few Mishnayis like that, because Mishnayis give you cases where you have a Sfek Sfek and not Lachumra Abid Rabbanon. And it says you still go lekula in Maim Sheuvim and in Yodayim, Tumas HaYodayim, because Tumas HaYodayim is an Issa de Rabbanan Kal, so you can even be Mekel on a Sfek Sfeka where it's Lechumer. And Maim Sheuvim, Gimaluga Maim Sheuvim is only a Din de Rabbanan Kal, so you can even be Mekel over there even though you have a Sfek Sfeka Lechumer. But in any other Din de Rabbanan, if you would have a Sfek Sfeka Lechumer, Mishlam Melech thinks you should go Lechumer. So that's this whole idea of a Sfek Sfeka Lechumer, but the Rabbanan, this is based on this Rashba, that Sfek Sfeka Mitam Roif. Why should anybody not agree with the Rashba? Everyone should agree with the Rashba. No, it's 50-50, then it's 25-25, 75-25. Why should anybody disagree? So the truth of the matter is there are two reasons why you can disagree. One reason is there's a Shachan Choshen Mishpat and Hilchos Dayanim. What if there's a Din Torah and there's a split vote, you have a Bezna of three Dayanim, and it's 2-1, two Dayanim says Chai Mom and one Dayan says Pata, but nobody agrees with anybody else. The two Dayanim say bottom line, Chayiv, they say Mitam Achim, Mishnei Taimim. I say both of them, we have a Bezdan of three, I say both of them don't know what they're talking about, I'm right. And you say both of them don't know what they're talking about, you're right. And the third guy says also, both of them don't know, each one, no one agrees with anybody, as far as the Hezber, and two of them agree, bottom line. So what's the din if you have a roiv mishnei taimin? Is that mitzdarif to constitute a roiv? So I think it's usually assumed that yes, but there are some poskim hold that no, that's not called a roiv. A roiv is only if it's mitam echad. So here by this, the Rashba who says that svek svek mitam roiv, this is a roiv mishnei taimin. It's either A or B, 50-50. Then within B, it's either C or D. So you mitzdarif together a little bit from A and a little bit from C. That's Mishnei Taimim, that's a Roiv Mishnei Taimim. So it could be that Roiv Mishnei Taimim doesn't count as a Roiv. I feel in Tim Salama that it does. I think the common practice is that we do accept the Roiv Mishnei Taimim. That's if you know what the percentages are. Over here, let's say we say it's 50-50. Was it Tachtav? Was it Eina Tachtav? I feel in Tim Salama, Tachtav is 50-50 whether Be'oinus or Be'rotzen. It's really 50-50 whether Tachtav or Eina Tachtav. People go through different things in their lives. He was Mekadosh the girl when she was 18 years old. So there's more of a likelihood that she was Mazana before than after. Everything is 50-50. Ba'inus HaBeratzen is 50-50. We don't know what the percentages are. So when you write it down on the blackboard, it's either A or B, and then within B it's either C or D. So the logical, just juggling around logical possibilities, you have a sfek sfek and mitam roi. But what's taka the likelihood? What's the percent? We don't know what the likelihood is. So that's a question. Is that really legitimate that you call that sfek sfek and mitam roi? You have to admit you yourself don't know what the probabilities are. So that's a chiddush that the Rashba says, that just writing down logical possibilities also constitutes a roi. There's room to think zachan for two reasons.
Argues with is talking by
Shlomel raises the issue. Yeah, Nida.
I'm saying it's talking about our Nidas.
Yeah, Nida's current. Our Nida's also current. Yeah. Okay, we got a Dab Mincha tomorrow. Belineta tomorrow. I'd like to 10 o'clock. Whoever has free time tomorrow morning, I'd like to continue on the questions on the Kashrus that we started a month ago. And then Belineta regular time. What's tomorrow is Tuesday.
Regular time is 4:00 p.m.